So today the Fed decided to raise the rate. Don't think that was a surprise to anybody. I think the amount they raised it may have been a bit of a surprise, but what are your thoughts on this? What do you think the effect's going to be?
Yeah, so today the Federal Reserve lowered the rate, the range, really, the Fed funds range, target range from 5.25 to 5.5. That was the former range. They lowered that by 50 basis points to 4.25 to 5 is now the new range. And for shorthand, you can just say the Fed's rate, the federal funds rate target is, 4.75. So 4.75. If you want to understand why the Fed does what it does, you have to take into account its dual mandate. And its dual mandate, it sets the interest rate amongst other instruments in order to accomplish a dual mandate, which says that the Fed is tasked to minimize unemployment and to maintain a low and steady rate of inflation. Okay, and that low and steady rate of inflation also helps to moderate interest rates in general, because interest rates respond to changes in expectations about inflation. So the lowering of the rate today was in response to a continually tightening labor market. The unemployment rate, while not high, in today's speech, Powell said that the labor market is strong, but the unemployment rate is about at the intersection with the natural rate of unemployment, or at least in estimates of what they call the non-cyclical rate of unemployment. And so that is the rate of unemployment that you'd expect over the long term. So when the unemployment rate starts pushing to and above that level, then the Fed starts interpreting that as indicating that monetary policy is relatively tight. So they've nearly accomplished their goal of reducing inflation to 2%. They have not quite accomplished that yet, but now unemployment is rising to the point that they're letting off on the tightening. It doesn't mean that for monetary policy isn't still relatively tight. The yield curve is still inverted, which means that long-term rates are still lower than short-term rates. It just means that the interest rate isn't as high as it was. The federal funds rate is no longer as high as it was, but it still looks like the stance of monetary policy is relatively tight, given the shape of the yield curve.
Gotcha. Now, in just layman terms here, I'm a simple man living a simple life here. How does this affect me now on an everyday basis?
Well, I think what it really signals is that the Fed is ready to engage in a period of tightening. Powell and the Fed in general, right, the Powell-led Fed, dropped the federal funds rate target by 50 basis points. That was a strong signal that they're willing to provide support so long as inflation does not start moving in the wrong direction, so long as inflation doesn't start rising again. So that says to me that maybe in a few months we can see another 25 basis point or maybe even a 50 basis point reduction. And in fact, that is what markets are predicting right now. The market predictions about the interest rate at the end of the year indicate that it will probably be somewhere between the range target. The bottom of the federal funds target will be somewhere between 4% and 4.5%, to give sort of a generously broad estimate. So that means that interest rates will probably fall a bit more. It's difficult to say how long-term rates are going to respond. The short-term rates, which are like federal funds rate, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, those will probably continue to move in the same direction as the federal funds rate. But the question is, for example, if you have a mortgage, if you're looking to buy a house, how are interest rates going to change? Powell actually punted on that question today. He was asked, what do you think interest rates are going to do? Well, how do you see the mortgage market? And he basically said that he didn't have an opinion about that. But it does look like there is room for mortgage rates to drop and making potentially monthly payments more affordable for borrowers. It's unclear whether or not that'll have a strong impact on asset prices, depending on how much this change was expected beforehand.
And here we are in Q4. Will that make a difference, you think, by the end of the year when it comes to earnings?
When you say earnings, do you mean in terms of
retail
business earnings? You
know, yeah, let's talk retail.
Yep. Yep. So, I mean, lower interest rates will generally encourage more borrowing by businesses. But again, you need to keep in mind that longer-term rates are already in the range of the 3% range. I was looking at the 10-year earlier. It was sitting around 3.5. Let's see if I can bring up the 5-year here. It's kind of low for me. But, you know, the longer-term rates are not higher than the short-term rates. So if you're a business and you're borrowing, it's to your benefit to borrow long-term as compared to short-term. Yeah, the U.S. Treasury right now on the 5-year is 3.5%, right? So that's still over 100 basis point gap between the lower range of the federal funds rate and the rate that the U.S. Treasury is borrowing on the 5-year Treasury. Okay, so it's not clear how much this easing is going to be effective, but what it really does is it prevents, it limits the amount of further tightening that's an effect of having a high federal funds rate and high short-term rates. Right, interest rates can only go so high, and since we expect that probably the federal funds rate probably is going to drop another 25 to 50 basis points, I'd say that the financial markets are moving more in the direction of easing, an expectation of less or no further future tightening. So will that affect receipts? The indication may spark optimism amongst investors. It may spark optimism amongst consumers, and especially if interest rates go down in the mortgage market, that could be a boon to consumers, because now what they were spending before on home mortgage payments, they can spend on consumption. And current homeowners who have high interest rates, if supposing these mortgage rates fall and continue to fall, they can refinance. And once again, that means that they would have more funds each month to either save or to contribute to consumption.
Excellent. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for breaking this down for us. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.